sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. We lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. There are blessings you cannot receive till you know him in his fullness and believe. You're the one to profit when you say, I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly us with your love, and for these blessings we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt we'll know that we have been revived when we He has surely saved you from your sin. You're not weak, not bound, so just enter in.
Holy Spirit,
you can make it right. If you will yield, you'll enjoy the Holy Spirit that we feel.
You want to do one more?
I apologize. Sorry about that.
No.
Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love.
And for each blessings.
For these blessings,
truly for him.
He lifts our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, the sons of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His love.
This is my story.
This is my story.
This is my story. Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
All the day long. This is my story. Hallelujah.
This is my story.
Oh, this is my song.
This is my song.
My dear Savior. Hallelujah.
Praising my Savior.
All the day long.
All the day long. Perfect communion. Perfect delight. Descriptions of rapture. Angels descending, praise from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love.
My story.
This is my story.
We bless you, Lord. We bless your name.
I am my slave.
Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name.
Watching and waiting. Oh, yes, looking above.
Oh, we bless your name, Jesus.
Filled with His goodness. Lost in His love.
This is my story. Hallelujah.
This is my story.
Oh, this is my
story. This is my song.
Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name.
Praising my Savior.
Hallelujah.
All the day long.
This is my story.
This is my story.
Oh,
this is my song.
Jesus, we bless your name.
Praising my Savior.
Oh, glory to
all the day long.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Be blessed in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you for today, for coming. I keep on saying, the Bible says no one can come before the presence of God. It's an invitation. And tonight, the Bible says when we come, we receive. And today we pray that may the Lord open our heart so that we can receive the created and the power of the spoken word. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophetic word that was released yesterday. I bless everybody who was on this prayer altar yesterday. And I know definitely for sure that our life will never be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle, are you ready for us? Or I can go ahead like 5 minutes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor Kevin. God bless you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want to see some joy on the platform. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with a wing like eagle.
Amen.
They will run, but they will never get weary.
Amen.
Walk and never faint. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And I declare upon your life tonight that you will never be the same.
Amen.
Ninth meeting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord has prepared someone he wants to speak. As Pastor Kevin told me, that Apostle, I cannot be able to minister. I prayed and I called Reverend Doctor. And I said, Reverend Doctor, do you know that God wants you to speak tonight?
Yes.
He said, I don't know what happened, but the Lord said I should prepare a message. That is how God works.
Yes.
So with that much I do,
yes,
I will introduce to you our very own Reverend Dr. Emma Mackey to minister the word of God before the prophetic declaration comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's welcome Reverend Dr. Reverend Dr.
Puma.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you for the leadership of Papa Apostle, Pastor Kelvin, Apostle Dr. Freeman, Mr. Mensa, and all the leadership of this prayer platform, Sister Kim. Thank you for putting this 4 days crossover program together. It's so interesting. I went out for an appointment today, and then while I sat in front of the provider, we were talking. She says, oh my gosh, you are speaking like you're already in 2026. We are still in 2025. And I just said to her, I said, you are in 2025, but I have already crossed over to 2026.
Hallelujah.
This God that we serve is such a faithful God. It is such a delight and an honor for me to be given the opportunity to minister again. For those of us who were here last night, we know that we have already translated and crossed over to 2026 because God has something in store for us, and we are not waiting for the calendar. It's not based on calendar or what the manual says, but in the spiritual realm we have crossed over. This 4 days program was not just ordinary, it was very prophetic in nature, and we thank God for the leadership who are sensitive to the Spirit of God, and we pray. And just like I said yesterday, I'm going to repeat it tonight. I pray that you don't just see this as a 4 days program, and so you just have to come because you got an invitation to be here. but that my hope and then my heart cry is that you come here with an expectation, believing God and expecting God to meet you at a very specific point of your need. I don't know how you walked into 2025. I don't know what your expectations are, but for many of us, we have reasons to be thankful to God because we know that greater is He who has called us, and faithful is He who has commissioned us to do that which He says is going to do through us. And for that, we are grateful. And maybe you are looking into your check account and say, how could I be grateful? I am so broke. I have nothing to be thankful to God for. But my brothers and sisters on this line tonight, the very fact that you have, you are alive today, is enough reason to be thankful. The very fact that you have breath in your lungs,
yes,
is enough reason for you to be thankful. Somebody walked into 2025 and expected to live and transfer move into 2026, but today, December 29th, just 2 days short of 2026, they died today. Didn't make it because they were not able to cross over. But here you and I are. God has given us the grace, divine mercy, an opportunity for us to be gathered together on this second day of this 4 days crossing over. And we are indeed crossing over to the year 2026. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to share a quick word of prayer. Spirit of the living God, I come as an empty vessel, Lord. Father, I pray that you empty me of myself and fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, minister to the hearts of your people, not the words from Emma, but from the words that you have prepared for them, Lord. If this message is for someone tonight and it blesses their heart, Lord, then the purpose for which you had me prepare this second message has been fulfilled. Father, as we embark on this 4 days journey, Lord, we can do it on our own. Spirit of the living God, be with us. Give us wisdom, insight, knowledge, understanding into your word, and above all, we pray that we'll be blessed because not just because we came, but because we are obedient to what you have started to do. That indeed, this is our third time of change, and it wasn't yesterday, it's not today, it has come right now, and we are walking into it, and we are moving and propelling into the very best of 2026 that you have for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For just to give a little bit of concept for those of you who were here yesterday, tonight I have chosen to title, it's going to be a continuation of the message that I ministered on yesterday, and I have chosen to title it, "For such a time as this, destiny cannot be delayed." Such time of change has come was the main theme that we saw, or that we have for this program, Psalm 102 verse 13. But tonight I have subtitled it, "For such a time as this, your destiny cannot be delayed."
Amen.
Beloved family, tonight we stand on the prophetic momentum of what God began on day one, which was yesterday. We declare that our appointed time, or our set time for change, has come. And just like the doctor was able to tell, like, listen, this woman is not in 2024. She's already in a new dimension. And she was right. We establish that God is arising, that late is expiring, and that divine timing is overtaking early timelines. So for those of you who were here yesterday, we learned that God has a set time, that heaven keeps divine appointments, and that when God arises, seasons shift. They have no control. They have nothing to do but to shift, to make a move for what God is getting ready to do. So we are not just going based on earthly seasons or what the calendar or the world events is. We are going according to the spiritual shift that God is directing us. So tonight on day two, we are going to step a little deeper. Tonight, the theme becomes personal, and I hope that you personalize it for yourself. It's not what I'm speaking, but that you make it intentional, purposeful for you, for your unique, deliberate, specific situation. So tonight, God is not just changing things around you. He's going to change things through you if you make yourself available for Him to do that. God is raising the essence.
those who were overlooked, those who were underestimated, those who were unexpected, but are now being positioned, but are now being chosen and brought forward for such a time as this.
Amen.
And so I hope that you are prepared, or you prepare yourself and get to in line and in position or in alignment with what God is doing. Because there was a prophetic word that was declared yesterday that there was going to be an alignment. And so God is shifting us and realigning us to a purposeful end. And I pray that you experience it. And so going back to our foundation scripture, I'm reading from Psalm 102 verse 13 from the Amplified Version. Scripture says, "You will arise and have compassion on Zion." Zion is me, Zion is you, Zion is the people of Papa, Zion is God's children. "For it is time to be gracious and show favor to her." Yes, the appointed time, the moment designated has come. Therefore, it means that the Satan is not approaching. It means that the Satan is not coming soon. It means that the Satan is not in negotiation. We are not in negotiation with nobody. What it means is that that set time has indeed come. Amen.
Amen.
And so we realize that Esther becomes our a living example, as we saw yesterday. A divine case study for what happens when God's appointed timing collides with destiny. I don't know about you, but I know that I'm destined for greatness. And I know that you're also destined for greatness. And it's not about what your family sees of you. It's not about what man thinks of you. It's not about even what society thinks of you. But it is about a God who has destined you uniquely, specially, beautifully, with destiny. And that destiny is coming alive tonight, and you are going to experience a supernatural manifestation of God's power, of God's miraculous work, and God's abilities in you. Amen.
Amen.
So Esther was not qualified, yet we know that she was chosen. How could somebody who didn't meet the criteria, who did not meet the demands of the day, who was not even a member of that set group, become chosen by God? So then it means that your background has nothing to do with where God is getting ready to take you. It doesn't matter the language you speak. Your educational qualification does not even come into play here. God doesn't need all of that to take you to a place of purpose and destiny. Because when He has fashioned you, when He has prepared you, it is what is able to defy the odds and the understanding of common ordinary minds. Because He defies the odds of what man thinks, and He's able to do that which He Himself will do to bring glory to Himself. Why? Because He shares His glory with no one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if we remember from what I shared with us yesterday, we realized that Esther was not the candidate society expected. Why? Because she was orphaned, she was hidden, she was lacking royal background, she was without any noble lineage, and yet she was not raised for thrones or crowns. But what did we know about Esther yesterday? But when that set time came, when her specific set time came, qualifications bowed to divine election. I don't know if you are looking at the degrees on your walls and saying, "Oh Lord, look at all these degrees that I have hanging on this wall. Because of this, take me to this new place." None of that matters. You have to, your word should be, "Lord, whatever you have destined me to be, I know I may not be qualified, but you are the one who is able to qualify the unqualified." Amen. I know that society says that I don't belong here. I don't even have the citizenship of this country. But my citizenship is of you, because you are able to make me a citizen at your own divine time. This is the kind of God we serve. Otherwise, a person like Esther would not have had the opportunity, would not have any sense of belonging to have even been able to approach that throne to say that, yes, she's going to be a queen. But when she made destiny met her, we realized that destiny was not on her determined or was not determined by what was on her resume, but that destiny was determined by the hand of God. Tonight, I don't know the God that you have put your trust. I don't know the person that you have come into contact with. I don't know the person that you have made as your source of hope. But I pray that you make this great, awesome God, your God who is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever think or imagine. You make him your all in all, because he is the one who is able to make changes with destiny. He is able to be the one to realign yourself. He is able to be the one to translate you from one level of grace to another level, and a higher and a deeper level of grace. That is the kind of God I know. This is the kind of God that I serve. The God who is able to make the impossible possible. Amen. Otherwise, how could such an orphan, forgotten about, good for nothing person like Esther, excuse my expression, but for lack of a better terminology, how could she have been made a queen? It means that our qualifications don't mean anything to God. Our backgrounds don't mean anything to God. But when God has destined us for greatness, it doesn't matter how we could be buried. It doesn't matter how we could be hidden. It doesn't matter what the naysayers may say concerning our situation. But this great God, this awesome God, he is able to bring you from a place of shame into a place of throne and beauty. And he's able to make something wonderful, beautiful out of your life, because that is the kind of God he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Scripture tells us in Romans 4:17, he calls into being that which does not exist. Who calls into being? God, the maker of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, the God who is the same God yesterday, today and forever, the unchanging God. He is able to call into being that which does not exist. Therefore, if he's able to bring into existence something that has no existence, then you will know that you and I have a greater purpose, because he's destined us for greatness. And there is nothing that earth has to bow to God, because he is for us and he is not against us. And whatever he has said he's going to do with us, he's going to definitely reassure thee. Come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, It makes the story of Esther come alive to us, because if there is anything we know, she didn't qualify not by any standards, but while man chooses by credentials, we know that God chooses by calling. What is the call of God for your life? What has God said concerning your life? Do you trust in this God? Do you believe that he's able to bring it into being? Tonight, on the second day of our 4-day crossing over, I pray that you begin to change your mindset. You begin to change the way you see things. And you begin to see this great God for the God that he is. Because he is God all by himself. He doesn't need you to make sense of who he is. He doesn't need you to make sense of your situation, whether it be impossible for him to be able to change it or not. He just needs of you to believe in him. All he requires of you is to trust in him, because he has something unique, something beautiful, something amazing that will blow your mind away. That is the kind of God that I serve. Because if I can look back on how I entered into 2025 with no hope, and all I remember was a word that was spoken into my life, and my response is, but you know, all I have is my faith and my trust in this good God. And when I look at January 1st, 2025, been in so much pain, my body being attacked on every side, and it was not just a physical attack on my body, but it was a mental attack on my mind. It was everything that wasn't going right. But I trusted God. I sought this God, and He found me, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my troubles. Amen. And He set my feet on the on a high ground, a solid rock to stand. And that is the God that I'm ministering to you about tonight. The God of Esther, the God of Emma, the God of Calvin, and whoever else you can put your faith in. If you will trust Him, you will begin to do the impossible. That people will say that no, this is not right. I want to see it. But
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Reverend, you are muted. Reverend, you are muted.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. So when one man looks for skills, God is not interested in your skills. God surrender to Him. Because if you will trust Him with your life, then you can know that He is a dependable God. Then you can know that He is a covenant keeping God. And that He is the one who is able to lift you up and take you from the nobody to His throne room and make something beautiful, something unique in life.
Amen.
What has God said about you? Oh, nothing good is going to come nothing good is going to come nothing good is going to come out of your life. Oh, look at her. Can't you see? He lost all the people around her. Can you see how things are going bad for you? Listen, don't worry about the naysayers. They're so blind that they can't see what God is doing with you. But don't blame them. Let the devil continue to blind them, because this is what my Bible tells me. Let them live long so that they will see what God is going to do with you. Why? Because He's going to set His temple before you in the presence of in the presence of those who gave up on you and said that there was no hope for life. That is why I love this God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You have to make a show of your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
One man sees ordinary, and God sees destiny. So you may feel like Esther tonight. You may feel overlooked. You may feel somehow insignificant, or even not prepared or unprepared. But heaven is saying to you tonight, you are chosen. And please listen carefully. You are chosen for such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
What we know is that Esther was positioned not by chance, by divine timing. What exactly am I talking about? Esther did not arrive at the palace accidentally. She was divinely positioned. Before she ever met the king, she met destiny in motion. Hallelujah. And so scripture says in Esther 2 verse 17, the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she found favor and grace in his sight. So he set the royal crown on her head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will come to terms with this God, and you will trust God with your life. Then you will know that it is not your qualification, it is not the knowledge you have, but it is the God that shows favor and grace that will be able to show you that divine same grace and favor as He shown on Esther for the king to put the royal crown on her head when she was a nobody, when she was just an ordinary girl, when she was just an orphan who had probably been forgotten by her family except her uncle Mordecai. I pray that tonight God will take you to that place where you have never imagined yourself to be, but that if you only came here in a position of expectancy, that God will meet you at that place of expectation, and He will begin to transport and transfer you to where He has positioned and aligned you to be as you cross over on this second night. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We know that she did not position herself. God positioned her. She did not negotiate her seat. You know, sometimes we fight over things that we have nothing to fight about. Instead of fighting the battles on our knees, knowing that the God that we serve, He's the one who is able to give us the victory that He needs.
Amen.
And so, because she did not negotiate her seat, God opened the door for her to walk into her greater heights. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She did not fight for access. No, she didn't fight with the other women who thought they were befitting of the crown, who thought that because of the kind of wealth and family or affluence that they were birthed in or born into, they deserved the crown more than anything else. No, she didn't do any of that. But guess what? Favor carried her there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe the God of favor and grace, and tonight as we get ready, as we are crossing over into 2026 and position yourself for where God is getting ready to take you, then you will know, like Esther, that favor is going to carry you to where you see yourself in 2026. So your vision for 2026 is going to be what is going to take you to that place of position. And for those who are paying attention to the declarations that have been coming since yesterday, I pray that you are not just listening, but that you are going to write it down and put it at the place where you can look at it every day. And pray with it and begin to see God bring each and every one of them into manifestation in Jesus' name. You know, yesterday I was looking at something that I had believed God for, and I said, God, who am I? Who am I that you show me so much mercy? Who am I that you show me so much grace? Who am I that you show me so much favor?
Man.
I don't know, but this God, He's a mind-blowing God. The way He loves it, not until you have come to a place and you have experienced Him for yourself. Sometimes when we are talking, you think we may be crazy or we are out of our mind, and then we are mental case. Listen, I'm not crazy. I'm not mad. I'm not a mental patient. But I testify about the goodness of this God.
Yes.
Goodness.
Amen.
Of this God.
Hallelujah.
That in this year 2026, that you are able to walk into this greater height for you.
Hallelujah.
As you begin to walk in expectation.
Amen.
Because He is a good, good Father.
Yes, He is.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is a good, good God.
Yes,
so we realize that Esther did not fight for access. Favor carried her in. And so
access was granted unto her.
3:8. I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. Listen, believers, when God opens the door before you, no man born of a woman.
No man.
And I say it again. No man born of a woman is able to shut it. Trust in this God. The palace was not about beauty. Ah, Jesus. Don't allow your beauty to deceive you. It was about purpose. She was birthed for purpose, destined for greatness. And that was what she experienced. So guess what? It's not about your degrees. It's not about your qualifications. None of that means anything. But it's about a God who has destined you for greatness. About a God who has set you up on high.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Holy Spirit.
The crown was not about status. It was about an assignment.
Amen.
What is God's assignment for you tonight as you get ready to cross over into 2026? If you make God's business your business, God will make your business His business.
Amen.
If you make God's business your business, God will make your business His business.
This is glory to God. Hallelujah.
I'm saying it again.
If you
make God your business,
you hope
God will make your business His business.
Amen.
People ask me why I don't work from 5 to 6. For 7 days of the week, I have blocked that calendar on my calendar. And let me tell you, what God is doing is mind-blowing beyond comprehension. So even that one hour that I have said, and when I have to sacrifice sleep all day and wake up till midnight, if you think I didn't know the benefit that I'm getting while waiting on God, then I'm telling you, you are cheating yourself out of not waiting on God. Because when you begin to make God God's business your business, He has no choice but to make your business His business.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God positions you, no one can remove you. Not jealousy, not politics,
nothing.
Not warfare. Why? Because what God establishes, man cannot overturn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you to forgive me. I know we have 60 minutes, but please bear with me because I have a message for somebody and I want to make sure I carry it. Please, let's be a little bit patient. I'm just begging for a bit more time. Favor is the evidence of a set time. When there is favor, there is divine evidence that timing has shifted. Favor is not by luck. I don't believe in luck. No. Favor is not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. Favor is not charm. I don't believe in charm. Favor is divine assistance. Favor is supernatural access. Favor is an accelerated acceptance. And favor is opportunity without explanation. And favor, finally, is result without human logic. It doesn't make sense, but you have the results to prove this God. And so Psalm 30 verse 5 says, for His anger is but for a moment, His favor is for a lifetime. What you need is God's favor for a lifetime. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 16 verse 22 has also said this, for at the right time I the Lord will make it happen quickly. This God is too good a God. Favor gives you what effort would not do for you. Favor releases what prayer has been waiting for, and favor announces that your set time has indeed come. That is what favor does. And when favor locates you, my people, people who once ignored you will now call for you. Hallelujah. Forget about those who denied you. Forget about those who said nothing about you. Forget about those who said they didn't even know you. They didn't want to be associated with you because they were so ashamed of you.
Yes.
They were ashamed of you. But guess what? The Bible says that He has not brought you to a point of shame or disgrace. That is not who this God is. He hasn't brought you this far to shame you, to embarrass you, or to disgrace you. That is not His favor. But He is going to catapult you onto greater heights. That by the standard of where and the level of elevation He's elevated you, people will come and look for you. You are not looking for nobody. They have no choice but to come and look for you. Hallelujah.
They will locate you. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when favor locates you, people who once ignored you will call for you. Systems that denied you now will recognize you. Rooms that excluded you will now invite you. They will invite you to be the chair, to be the head, to be the speaker. At first you didn't qualify, but guess who qualified you? This principle. And so we also know that Esther fought spiritually before she moved naturally. Before Esther approached the king, she approached God first.
Yes.
And that is where we need, you and I need to come to a place of understanding. Before we bring anything into physical, we need to find a spiritual battle first. She didn't move in with emotion. She didn't move in with assumption. She didn't move in with boldness alone. She moved after spiritual clearance. Why? Because Esther 4:16 says this, go, gather the Jews, fast for me. I and my maids will also fast. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. But guess what? But she knew that by going to her God first, committing the king before her God, she was summoning the king to her God.
Yes.
And if God would set the mouth of lions against her, then she would have, he would open a door for favor for her. And so what was considered a taboo, what could have cost her her life, what became the set, her set stone for her to deliver her people. So Esther teaches us that walk spiritually before you act naturally. Secure it in prayer before you step into it publicly. Mm. What is not worn in the spirit cannot be sustained in the flesh.
Mm.
And so Isaiah 4:6 says this, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen.
And so if there's one thing we know that prayer plus position plus purpose plus obedience leads to set time fulfillment. Why? Mm. Because prayer prepares your spirit, position aligns your environment, purpose clarifies your assignment, and obedience activates the manifestation of God. Mm. Esther did not wait for change to come to her. Esther stepped into the change God prepared for her.
Mm.
How ready are you to step into the change that God is
preparing? The change that God is
preparing. How ready are you for the change that God is getting ready for you to step into in 2026?
Yes.
This is where day one and day two meet. Because day one declared your set time has come, and day two declares you must step into it. We are not just decreeing and declaring that our set time has come, but on this day, we are actually stepping into it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This, destiny cannot be delayed. Mordecai's words are echoing in this in my spirit right now. And who knows, Esther, whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this? That is the question you have to ask yourself. Because I'm asking myself now. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Royalty for such a time as this. There is a time where delay no longer holds you. Fear no longer owns you. Circumstances no longer define you. And opportunity no longer intimidates you. And that time is now. It doesn't even matter how your family will disown you, that they are ashamed of you. It doesn't matter. They are just family.
Amen.
If they give up on you,
every family.
What is your preference? I'd rather be in the sight of God, where He's elevating me to greater heights. And when they see where God has catapulted me to, they will be the one looking for me. I'm not looking for nobody. And I'm not waiting for nobody. I'm moving forward.
Yes.
Move along with me.
Backwards never.
Or you can trail behind me and watch with your mouth wide open to see the manifestation of God in my life.
Amen.
And so, 2020, on this second day of our crossover, I want you to know that you are not waiting on destiny. Destiny is waiting on
you. Hallelujah.
Destiny is waiting on you.
So
tonight, I want you to declare this with me. My set time has come.
My set time has come.
Favor is locating me right now. Destiny is awakening in me right now.
Destiny is awakening in me right now.
What is rising through me right now?
God is rising through me right now.
Purpose is rising through me right now. It will not be delayed.
It will not be denied.
I will not be silenced.
I will not be silenced.
I am here for such a time as this.
I am here
for such a time as this.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
God bless
you, Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus.
I was just about to pray, but the Lord said He has released a prayer on the map of the sister called Sharon. Who is Sharon on the platform?
Sharon. I'm Sharon. Yes, I'm Sharon.
Release that prayer that the Lord has positioned in you, has placed in you. Release that prayer on this platform right now.
In the name of Jesus, I come against every evil force in the name of Jesus. And I release right now in the name of Jesus. To give them praise and glory. In the name of Jesus.
I give you praise, glory, and honor. And I thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ. I give you praise, glory, and honor. And I submit every will and every ways to you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. And I come boldly before your throne room because, O God, your purpose, O God, is activated in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you praise and glory, and I honor you.
Thank you, Lord. Sister Kim.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is Sister Kim still on the platform?
Yes.
I want you to release the song that was running through your head when the message was going on. I want you to release that song. We are in the prophetic moment, and everything you have according to the prophetic grace. Sister Sharon, that prophetic intercession ability is being renewed and is being revived.
Amen.
That is the reason why the Lord brought you here tonight.
The Lord wants us to know that His giftings, weight upon our life, is unrepentable.
My breakthrough is here. Kalabadu, Kalabadu. I lay hold on my
breakthrough. You supply every promise of heaven is mine. I am free. God has spoken, I am free. My breakthrough is here.
My breakthrough is here, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I hear the sound of breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the sound of breakthrough. Oh, I hear the sound of breakthrough. My breakthrough is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For the sake of our time, and because of the fact that we've extended our time with 15 minutes extra, tonight, Pastor Kevin, we are not coming for the midnight prayer. And if you will permit me, tomorrow should be likewise, so that we can have time, maximum time, for the program.
Amen.
Amen.
And even if we have to extend it for extra 20 minutes, 30 minutes, allow the Spirit of God.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Apostle. Carry on. Apostle,
we,
go ahead.
We have to get to the place where, you know, the Spirit of God will burst up in us.
Yes. Amen.
We have to be at the place where we are revived.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Those of you who came this morning, the month, the 12th month of 2026, is represented by what?
Divine declarations for each month.
Divine,
yes.
Amen.
Yes, the 12th month. The 12th month. Yes. The divine declaration on the 12th month, which is December.
Yes. Divine honor and favor, that was it. Yep.
Divine honor and favor,
that was for December. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
By the time 2026 comes to an end, you will stand boldly and stand tall and stand somewhere and say, the Lord has been merciful and He has favored me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But it will start with the first month being divine alignment.
Amen. Hallelujah.
With the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as we are entering into 2026, the Spirit of God is saying to me, the first 20 weeks, there is going to be a shaking. There will be a terror. There will be something that will come in to shake us.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we should not be terrified.
Amen.
We should not be afraid.
Amen.
If Jesus met with the apostles or the disciples by then, in the middle of the sea, the Lord will meet us in the middle of the shaking.
Amen.
All the shakeable things shall be shaken, but the unshakeable things shall remain. And
Hallelujah.
You and I have received a kingdom which never be shaken.
Amen.
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 We have received a prophetic word that never be shaken.
Amen.
Amen.
We have received an inspirational word that never be shaken.
Amen.
We have been impacted to a place where we shall never be shaken.
Amen.
Amen.
So we shall remain. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We shall not be afraid of the terror of the night.
Yes. Amen.
Or the fears of the day. They shall not overwhelm us. Because we are well positioned in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So no matter what happens in the first few months, because I can see that there has been a fire outbreak, and that fire outbreak in some countries, it's not just ordinary fire, but it is a fire of revival.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The fire that is bringing the presence of God Almighty is
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And there will be a great and great and manifold manifestation of the power of God.
Amen.
So much so that at the gathering of the saints, people will not be laid hand on, but the cripples shall begin to walk.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The Jesus voices appear.
Amen.
At the gathering of the saints, heaven will be open.
Amen.
And there will be a downpour of abundance.
Amen.
I want you to lay hand on yourself. And if you have your children around you, if you have your family, get together, lay hand on yourself, and begin to say this. From tonight onward, I anoint myself with the oil of establishment. And I remove every barrier and every yoke of limitation from my life.
In 2026,
I will walk into my destiny.
I will walk into my destiny with an absolute fulfillment.
There will be glorious manifestation.
Wherever I go.
And whatever I do will attract the presence of the Holy Spirit. That the angels of heaven will come to serve me. Together with the earthly angels. I will not walk in mistake.
I will not walk in mistake.
And I shall never be error.
And I shall never be error.
I shall never be terrified.
I shall never be terrified.
I shall never stumble. I shall never fall.
I will open my mouth.
I will open my mouth
and declare the goodness of Jehovah.
And declare the goodness of Jehovah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
Hallelujah. No sickness. No disease.
Will come before me and will be able to stand.
Because I will manifest the presence of God.
Because I will manifest the presence of God wherever I go.
Whatever I do, God is involved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Kevin, over to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
God richly bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle, God richly bless you. Amen. I said it in the beginning that no one come before the Lord. It's an invitation. And when we come before the Lord, we go with packages. Hallelujah. And today, I believe everybody is satisfied. Everybody is satisfied. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
2026 is here for your set time of change.
Amen.
It's here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you all for coming. I know we have received a lot and we are going to walk in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle, you said we are not meeting tonight.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We are not meeting tonight, but same time tomorrow. It's on the 30th, on the third day, please don't miss the third day because last days are dangerous. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Every prophetic word that is being released on this prayer altar, you have to wage a warfare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God suffered violence, and violent people will take it by force.
Amen.
Our third time of change has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether you like it or yes. Our set time, the appointed time, the Kairos time is here with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only thing
Amen.
You have to do is just to open your eyes and see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless Amen. You all for coming. Reverend, do we have any new person on the line?
I think Sister Sharon has been here before, right? Sis?
Yeah. Yes, I've been here before. Yes.
Yeah, she's been here. No, I don't see any.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Yes.
I feel on my heart that I should pray for Sister Sharon, if you would permit me just a minute or two.
Sure.
I'm not going to take that. Thank you. Amen. Father God,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you for laying it on my heart to pray for this precious woman of God. Sister Sharon, I feel in my spirit that the Holy Spirit is saying that you need to grab this word tonight. He's saying that everything that you've been through, it is coming to a close. It is coming to an end. And that you should have learned well on your way to learning it. I feel the Holy Spirit telling me, Sister Sharon, that your set time is come. Like it is here right now in this moment. Tomorrow, not the next day. In this moment, your breakthrough is here in the name of Jesus. Father God,
Jesus.
We thank you for ushering her out of the old and into the new. We thank you, Father God, for your favor that surrounds her like a shield.
Amen.
We thank you, Father
thank
God,
you.
That she will strive and she will press on, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. They try, but they failed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that the enemy is under her feet. Her path is behind her. She will not be like Lot's wife anymore. She will not look back. She will look forward and she will embrace everything that you want to do in her life in this new season, Father God. We thank you for using her, oh God. We thank you that she is your vessel, oh God. We thank you that she is looking how to set her eyes up to the hills from whence coming her help. Her help comes from you, oh Lord. Thank you, Father God, for placing that in her spirit and for placing that in her remembrance, oh God. Help her to memorialize, oh God, every time that you brought her through. Help her to not focus on the things of the past. Help her to not focus on the people around her who try to bring her down. Father God, show her that she has the strength to persevere. Show her, oh God, that she has the power to do everything that you have been able to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead for this woman of God. We decree and we speak in the name of Jesus, by whom the Son of God is. You are no longer a captive. You are free in Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.